Which Gospel? Appendix D. Babylon's Corrupted Doctrines in Adventism. Of the 65 doctrines listed in Appendix C, 43 have been corrupted within the remnant church. 25 have appeared in a corrupted form in our official publications, some of them numerous times. Another 10 are held by leaders in high positions within the church and 8 by apostate segments within the church. Following is a list of the 35 found in official publications or held by church leaders. The 144,000 are not the living righteous who have overcome all sin and fully reflect the character of Christ. The Antichrist is not the Catholic Church. The atonement was complete and final at Calvary. Babylon is not Catholicism, Spiritism, and apostate Protestantism. Christian perfection is impossible. To uphold Christian standards is to be legalistic. The cleansing of the sanctuary does not blot out sins and remove sin from people. The world was not created in 6 literal days. The ecumenical movement is of the Spirit of God. Faith frees one from obedience rather than enabling victorious living. The Holy Spirit is incapable of keeping us from sin. Christ was different from us. He had an unfallen human nature. Therefore, we cannot live the life he lived. Man is by nature immortal, and some essence lives on after death. All scripture is not inspired by God. The investigative judgment and cleansing of the sanctuary do not involve the removal of sin from God's people. Justification is nothing more than a legal declaration made when one accepts Jesus. The latter rain has not been resisted and rejected since 1888. Those who seek to obey God's law are under the old covenant and in bondage. Medical missionary work is not a part of the gospel. Modern Israel are not those in whose hearts God's law has been written. Obedience to God's law is not necessary and leads to legalism. Overcoming sin is impossible, even through the power of the Holy Spirit. NT given to correct the errors of the OT. The Seventh-day Adventist Church does not constitute the remnant. Seventh-day Adventists do not have a unique message of righteousness by faith. Sabbath observance and activities are a matter of one's personal preference. One can be saved while practicing no habitual sin. Sanctification is only partial and does not lead to total transformation of character. It is not a salvation issue. The seal of God has nothing to do with overcoming sin or the Sabbath. Sin is not what we do, but what we are and causes us to be born condemned. The prophetic gift ended with John. Ellen White was a good devotional writer. Temperance is not required of Christians today. Social drinking is all right. No unclean foods, etc. Pentecostalism has the correct understanding of speaking in tongues. The two covenants are a matter of time rather than condition. The United States will not be instrumental in establishing the mark or image to the beast, Catholicism. Lord, who dost give to thy church, Lord, who dost give to thy church for its healing gifts and the grace to sustain and renew, hear as we pray that today and each morrow we to thy purpose may show ourselves true. Clear be the voices of preachers and prophets fearlessly speaking the word of the Lord, word of redemption through God's Son incarnate, blessing for cursing, and peace for the sword. Tender and wise be the hearts of the pastors, guiding and guarding the souls in their care, firm with the wayward, a strength to the doubting, helping the needy their burdens to bear. May those who teach grow in knowledge and patience, guiding to wisdom the young and the old, training for worship and witness and service, foes to all falsehood, in truthfulness bold. Ernest Payne.